is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our message from last week about the Bible and you, or the Bible and me. We're going to be in Psalm 119. So if you have access to a Bible, you can sit down with us for a few moments, grab it, and let's consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These are just a little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket. They'll fit into a purse or a Bible case. They're not that big, but it's a place where you can keep track of your prayer requests and mark them off when God answers those prayers. We'd love to give one to you. They're absolutely free, and I'll make you this promise. We're not going to add you to some email list. We're not going to collect your phone number where we can send you a text or anything like that. We're not going to send you emails. We're not going to send you letters. You just simply write to us, and we'll send you the prayer journal, and you can pray for us. Now, there's three ways you can get one. First of all, the simple way is just simply by email. Now, in the email, tell me where you're hearing the broadcast today and give us an address. I had someone the other day give me a place where they were hearing the broadcast, and there was no address, and I had to write back and ask for their address. So that is by email. It's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And then, of course, you can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. In fact, if you need to, you can go back and hear the first program in this series and several programs from earlier this year. So go check out the website. Click on the link that says Contact Us. Again, send us an address and where you're hearing your broadcast. We'll look forward to hearing from you. And we've been talking about our relationship to the Bible, our relationship to the Word of God. Certainly, it's very important to us. And I want to review a couple of things that we picked up on last week. And then we're going to read Psalm 119. We're going to begin in verse 97 and read down through verse 104. The Bible is central to the believer's life. It's so important. I cannot express how important it is. You know, many Christians get led away into false doctrine and into false prophets because they don't know the Word of God. They have not spent time in the Word of God. And it's so important. Now, I know you may have a good Sunday school. You may have a good Bible study group. But you need to individually, by yourself, spend some time in the Word of God every day. It's so important. It feeds us. It grows us. It strengthens us. It teaches us. It encourages us. And it guides us. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 comes to mind that says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." One way you acknowledge Him is by hearing from Him, by listening to Him, by listening to His Word, by reading His Word. And it's so important. Now, last week we talked about how important it is to fall in love with the Word of God. Now, let's begin with this. Let's go back and read the passage so that we kind of know where we're coming from. This is Psalm 119, starting in verse 97. The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Now, the very first thing David said in this psalm is, "Oh, how I love thy law." Do you love the Word of God? If not, you need to fall in love with the Word of God, and you'll do that by spending some time in it, by reading it, by learning it, by growing in it, by reading it. You must get into the Word of God. Now, I know sometimes it's difficult. Get a Bible that you can understand. And the Spirit of God, by the way, will guide you into the Word of God, and He will show you the Word of God. It's amazing what the Holy Spirit does for us when we open the Word of God. The Spirit of God will be our teacher. We've got to grow in the Word of God. To fall in love, you've got to think about it. You got to spend some time. He said, use the word meditation. In fact, in verse 97, he said, "It is my meditation all the day." You know, it's one thing to read the Bible and then just put it down and forget about what it says. James said over in James chapter 2 that when we read the Word of God, it's like looking into a mirror. And when we see things that need to be changed, we can change those. You've got to be not just a reader of the Word of God, but you've got to think through it and how it applies to your life and what you may or may not need to do to obey the Word of God. He said, we look into a mirror. It's like a man looking, or look into the Bible. It's like a man looking in a mirror and he doesn't do anything. If he doesn't do what the Word of God says, he just goes his way. And let me go over and read it, okay? In this is James 2, verse 22. He said, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." As you fall into the Word of God, as you fall in love with the Word of God, it's going to change your life, because then you begin to learn what God expects of you and be a doer of the Word of God. So I want to go back. I said, you've got to think about it. You've got to meditate on it. The Word of God has to be in your mind and in your heart. Psalm 119:11. This is a verse I think is often misapplied, and I'll show you what I mean. Same psalm, Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." As you read the Word of God, you hide the Word of God in your heart. You meditate on it. You absorb it. You think about it. You examine your life according to the Word of God. And I know that many times this verse was applied to memorizing the Word of God. And I don't discount that. Maybe it does. But I think it's more than just memorizing the Word of God. He says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." I think it's more than just memorizing it. I think it's also learning it and doing it. In Psalm 1, in verse 2, he says, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." He thinks about it. As you fall in love with the Word of God, you've got to get acquainted with it. In other words, would you know where to look up the parting of the Red Sea? Would you know where to look up the birth of Christ? Would you know where to look up about Nicodemus who came at night. Would you know where to look out? Look, find the plan of salvation. Would you know where to find the rapture? All of these things. So when I say to fall in love with the Word of God, you've got to spend enough time with it that you begin to absorb it and you begin to learn it. You've got to work in it. It takes time. You know, it takes time learning the Word of God. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen right away. It takes time. Getting to know it and learning the Word of God and its value to the believer is so important to our walk with Christ. Now, I want to get to the second thing for a minute, because not only is it important to fall in love with the Word of God, but it's also important to learn the Word of God. And I kind of touched on that a little bit. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls." If you're going to learn of Jesus, if you're going to learn what Jesus said, if you're going to learn to be like Jesus, which means being a disciple, means to be like him, and learning to be like him, you've got to be studying the Word of God, to seek it out and to study it carefully. And again, I'm saying, don't just sit down and read a little bit of the Bible and then close it and walk away like it means nothing. Whatever devotional you might be using, whatever guide you might be using, and those are great, but don't just read them and then just walk away. Even as you may walk away, take that scripture, maybe one thought or one idea, and just think about it all day long. Keep it in your mind. Maybe write it on a little note card. You know, I have these great little, they're actually 3x5 cards cut in half. So that would make them what? 3x2.5. And I take these little cards, and if I find a verse that I want to remember, I'll jot it down on that little card. Or if I find some thought, I'll write it down in that little card and carry it around in my pocket all day long. Now, you're going to learn the Word of God by studying it. You're going to learn the Word of God by hearing it. Now, look at what David said about learning the Word of God. We're going to go back to Psalm 119. In verse 98, he said, "Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy word." And later he says that he teaches me. We go down to verse 102. "I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me." He's learned the word of God. And you're going to learn it by certainly studying it, reading it, and studying it. But you're also going to learn the word of God by hearing it. And I am talking about hearing it like going to church. You know, listening to the radio is great, and I'm thankful for this program, and I'm thankful that you're listening today. But you ought to be at church, and you ought to be listening to the preaching, and I hope you have a preacher that would teach you the Word of God. Maybe in a Sunday school class or a small group, whatever it takes, you ought to be under that preaching, and you ought to be under some kind of a Bible study, and even a personal Bible study, where maybe you take a chapter and learn it yourself. Read what it says and absorb it. Maybe break it down and see what God is telling you to do. Our time is about gone, so I want to encourage you to get into the Word of God. Memorize it, learn it, grow in it. Thanks for listening. Consider God bless you. His word. Consider His word. Consider His word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I